Report, Frustrated Gun Controllers Dig In for Long Game. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 27, 2021. As the days turn into weeks since the Atlanta area shootings, and nearly a week has passed since Boulder, frustrated gun control activists say they are digging in for the long game. The New York Times reports that Newtown Action Alliance's Pomery expressed frustration with what she sees as President Biden's inconsistent messaging on gun control. Murray noted that Newtown Action Alliance, a gun control group that formed after a man with a stolen rifle attacked Sandy Hook Elementary, supported Biden's candidacy and expected a better reward for so doing. She said, "We're trying to figure out what's happening here. We pushed for it, we supported him, we expected a better response after the election." The Washington Post observed the frustration in Parkland gun control activist Cameron Caskey, who said, "There's no amount of cruelty that will cause substantial gun control in this country. Kids can be killed and killed and killed, and at best you will see nothing more than the baseline legislation." And Michael Bloomberg-affiliated Moms Demand Action's Shannon Watts noted how long her group has been waiting for a gun control win at the federal level. Watts said, "Everyone's been waiting, 25 years, for Congress to act, for that cathartic moment. We're playing the long game." Max Markham is with the student gun control group March for Our Lives. He suggested there's still a feeling of optimism for gun controllers, but said there is also a feeling that the clock is ticking. Gun rights groups like the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF, are fighting to prevent gun controllers from getting the Second Amendment restrictions they so desperately want. SAF Executive Vice President Alan Gottlieb is warning that the Democrats are pushing for as much as they can get in the upcoming congressional gun control battles, but his group is geared up for a big battle. On March 26, 2021, Breitbart News pointed to a Rasmussen Reports poll that shows 51% of likely voters do not believe stricter gun control would have prevented the Boulder shooting. In the same poll, 64% of likely voters said it is simply not possible to completely prevent the kinds of attacks that occurred in Boulder this week and in the Atlanta area last week. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly at rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.